What's up, friend? I have to warn you, I am going to get in your stuff today. But this single concept and definition is what launched me out of my affair and caused me to start living exactly how I truly wanted. Yes, people ultimately do what they want with every choice that they make, but when your wants change, sometimes it's not so easy to change your actions. Do you want to eat a piece of cake? Great. But now you want to go on a sugar-free diet? Well, you might want to, but getting your actions to follow through is much more tricky. And this tension, should I eat the cake? I said I wasn't going to. This is called cognitive dissonance. And I want you to know this is a tool that is meant to help you and not to shame you. So I want to dig in today to what is this? What does it mean for me? And how can I use this as a tool instead of feeling shame? Hey mama, welcome to Intimacy After Infidelity. Do you find yourself Googling, can a marriage survive infidelity? Or what's the first step to divorce? Do you wake up full of hope only to end the day with more shame when there's another stupid argument again? Hey, I'm Christina Joy, forgiven daughter of Jesus. I too felt the shame of infidelity and wished someone had a roadmap for how to get out of the mess so I could experience freedom. I kept telling myself I just needed to try harder to end the affair and fix my marriage, until I found I needed Jesus to heal some deep wounds in my heart. Through prayer, lots of research, and developing new healthy habits, I was able to find healing to shed my shame once and for all. Now I'm excited to share everything I've learned with you. So find your safe space and pop in that earbud. Let's rebuild your life and marriage better than it's ever been. So what do you have going on this weekend? Come over into our free community, facebook.com/groups/intimacyafterinfidelity, and let us know. We would love to support you, get to know you, encourage you, and it's completely free. Come hang out with other Christian wives just like you and laugh and cry and get free virtual hugs. And it is the only place that you will find me these days. So facebook.com/groups/intimacyafterinfidelity. Anyway, what we're going to be talking about today is this cognitive dissonance. I still remember times I was in my affair and conversations came up about the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery, or 1 Corinthians 7, which is the marriage chapter in the Bible. I was so uncomfortable in those conversations, a sermon or something at school, whatever it was. Yeah, those were great for most people. I know I'm still living in sin according to the Bible, and I don't know, I'll deal with it someday, right? And I just kept sweeping those uncomfortable feelings under the rug until one day I had an elephant in the room and I couldn't ignore it anymore. I finally got a name for what was happening, and that's this concept of cognitive dissonance. So you probably have never heard of this before. So let's start with a definition. This is the state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially as relating to behavioral decisions or attitude changes. This is when people hold conflicting beliefs, and it's that discomfort you feel when your behavior doesn't align with your values. You're living in this unpleasant tension. There's awareness that beliefs and actions are different, but you kind of feel stuck in the middle. So here's a couple examples. I mentioned a cake. Like there's a cake at a party after you said you were going sugar-free for the month. What do you do? Or another example, your friend sees you order a soda and says, great, that's great. Did you finish your 8 glasses of water for today? You said you wanted to do that. Or another example, like smoking. You hear that it's bad for you. You know you shouldn't do it, but you continue to do it. So you're living in the state of tension where there's conflict. Now you have choices. You can either keep your action and you can change your thoughts and beliefs, Or you can keep your beliefs and your values, and you can change your actions. All right, so let's dig into this. First of all, what causes this? Well, when we need to make a choice, we often think of the positive reasons for making the preferred choice, and we think of negatives against the other option because we want to justify our decision. Your brain wants to feel good about the decision you're going to make. So your brain is a master at looking for positives and negatives to support what it thinks you really want. Another way this happens is we are inundated with new information all the time. And if you don't do anything to change your actions after you learn something new, that can lead to this cognitive dissonance. Think about watching commercials or TV shows. You're learning something, but do you really change it the next time you're in that situation? And if not, that's that uncomfortable feeling. And another example is addiction. This is one of the most powerful causes of cognitive dissonance because if you're in an addiction, there's a chemical dependency. And so that just adds a whole nother layer to trying to get out of this. Now, why is this important? Well, because over time, cognitive dissonance takes a toll on your psychological well-being and your mental health. It really does start to mess with your mind. And eventually, this takes a toll on your physical body too. Have you ever noticed the correlation, like when you're stressed for a long time, you often get sick? Well, it's the same thing here. When your mind is under so much tension, you will eventually start to feel the effects in your body. So you can't live like this forever. Or even if you stay alive, you're not really living authentically like you were meant to be. But when you take time to process this dissonance and understand why it's happening, we can make changes that bring us into alignment. Then everything changes. And when you are aligned is when you will feel the most peace and authenticity of your life. So really, cognitive dissonance is a God-given tool inside of us to create this motivational state to lead us to change. God gave this kind of like a warning sign so that we would stay aligned with our values and our actions. So this is a tool. So again, back to the example of a smoker. They are so tired of feeling this tension that when they smoke, they decide that it's finally time to seek help. So maybe they join a support group. Maybe they read a book. Maybe they decide to stop cold turkey. Whatever it is, they do something in their action because they want to line up with their values where they know smoking is unhealthy. So whatever choice they make, there's no right or wrong choice, but they will find relief because their action is starting to line up with their value. So how do you know if you have this? What are some signs of this cognitive dissonance? First of all, you're often defensive about your choices. Do you find yourself defensive? Another sign, you have conversations or topics that you're avoiding. I know that there were conversations I did not want to have for many years. Another sign, you are angry or irritable or frustrated. Again, you're not living in peace and authenticity. Another sign, you feel jealous or bitter about other people's good news, or you feel compelled to explain why it hasn't happened for you. And I remember this when we were really, really, really struggling in our marriage. It was so hard to celebrate with people who had a win in their marriage, because why wasn't it happening to me? Oh, there must be some reason I can explain it away. But I was jealous and I was bitter about other people who had a thriving marriage when I was struggling. Number 5 here, this fifth sign, you spend a lot of time or energy justifying your actions, even if nobody's questioning them. And I found that a lot. I was constantly rationalizing and thinking of reasons, you know, justifications, just in my own mind. It was like I had to constantly convince myself of what I was doing. So maybe someone questions it, but maybe you're just trying to convince yourself. Okay, another sign, people that know you well are surprised by your statements or behavior. Now, this might not come up a lot because if we're talking about affairs or any sort of infidelity, it's often done in secret. So other people might not even know, but you're sure that if someone found out what was happening, they would be surprised and shocked by what you were doing. So another sign of cognitive dissonance, you try to convince others that your way of thinking is the right one. So even if you're talking about just marriage in general, you have some ideas and you are trying to prove that your thought pattern is the right one because, again, it justifies what you are doing. Okay, you're minimizing potentially dangerous or unhealthy consequences of your behavior. Let's just call it what it is. If there is an affair in your marriage, some of the risks include things like an STD. There are some potentially unhealthy and dangerous consequences, and you minimize them. Now, it could be things like losing your job, losing your reputation, losing your family, and again, some physical consequences, but you want to minimize them because you don't want to think about it in regards to the choice that you're making. Okay, the next one. You experience feelings of discomfort when talking about yourself or with someone who disagrees with you. So again, it's just uncomfortable having conversations when someone has a different opinion than you do, specifically about marriage. And last one, you react to gentle, constructive criticism with hostility. Maybe someone wasn't even trying to critique you, but you just exploded and responded with hostility when they were not really trying to attack. You're naturally defensive because you have to guard yourself and protect yourself in the choices you're making. Okay, are you ready to get out of that? It is so uncomfortable and so heavy. I know that burden of what it's like to live under this for so long. So you're ready to be done. You want to live an authentic life. So how can we reduce this dissonance? How can we get out of that in this specific situation? I have four things here. First of all, check in with your feelings. Now, what I mean is, back to this like drinking water versus soda example. If someone asks you a question just out of accountability, you know, oh, I know you wanted to drink water. You know, you're drinking soda, so you must have had all your water for today. That's great. Check in with how you feel when you're trying to think, uh-oh, how do I respond to them? They caught me. My action is not lining up with my words and what I said. Uh-oh. Take note of that feeling. Not to judge yourself. No, not to judge, but just put a name on that feeling. What's your body feeling or what's your heart feeling in that conversation, in that moment? Okay, so number two comes right after that. Don't run away from that feeling. Don't get defensive. But when you can identify it, then dig in and get curious. And obviously, you won't do this in the middle of the conversation with your friend. This would take place later, maybe in your journal or another conversation. But understand what caused you to feel that way. Just realize that you were making a decision that was out of step with what you said you wanted to do. The most powerful part of this is just realizing, just acknowledging the disconnect here. Okay, step number three. So after you dig into this feeling and you get curious about it, then determine what you want to change. So consider all, and I mean all of the possible options. And the choice isn't even what's most important here. You know, because in this example, if you're with a friend and just choosing a drink, I mean, you could choose to never talk to that friend again. You could choose to be honest with that friend and say, oh, you know what? I'm taking a break today, or whatever it is. But you have many, many, many choices in that moment. So determine what you want to change. And it doesn't matter which choice you make. The key is that you are developing your self-awareness. Often, just asking the questions resolves this cognitive dissonance. It doesn't happen so that you can beat yourself up. Please hear me on this. When you stop and consider your feelings and what's going on, it is not to compound the judgment and the shame and the guilt. No, this happens so that you can be aware. I told you, this is a tool God has given us. Your feeling is not telling you to do one thing or another. It is just giving you information so that you can choose what you want to do and be at peace with your decision. Honestly, let me give you a lesson here that I've learned about brains. Your brain itself is just wired to keep you safe and comfortable. It doesn't actually know right from wrong. It only knows what you tell it. And if you are a believer, with the help of the Holy Spirit and Jesus speaking into you. But your brain only knows what you tell it. So if you tell it that you want the soda, your brain will think of 1,000 reasons why that's okay. Or if you're telling your brain that you just want the water, your brain will start to fight you on it, but your brain will eventually tell you the 1,000 reasons why you need to stick with the water and not the soda. So I hope you understand what I'm saying there, that this is so powerful just to realize what's going on. And often that resolves this tension on its own. Okay, and lastly, sometimes, like with an affair, the decision is much bigger than what water or soda you're going to drink. So number 4, talking with a coach helps you develop the self-awareness, because sometimes the problem is so big and so complicated that you can't read the label from inside the jar. Sometimes you need an outside perspective to see what's going on objectively from the outside. Everybody has blind spots and we need help. I also saw a cartoon recently where a person had kind of a mess of string for their thoughts. This was a cartoon, so it had, you know, like the dialogue bubble, and they just had a mess above their head. But there were different strings that went across the room to what would be a coach or a counselor, and they were able, above their head, they were able to have 3 different yarn balls. And so it was just this beautiful picture and reminder. Don't underestimate the power of talking through things, because while it might be super cloudy and confusing for you, someone else who is trained in this field will know how to organize those thoughts and those feelings and those actions, and then help you gain a better understanding. So don't underestimate talking through things with someone skilled at helping people to navigate these things like behavior change and thoughts. All right, so to wrap up, cognitive dissonance is a tool for building your self-awareness. I know that you want purpose and clarity and passion, and you want to live an authentic life. And so we need these tools to understand when we're losing sight of our internal compass. So today, here's my challenge. Take 5 minutes and just observe. Just be curious. Are there any areas in my life that I'm uncomfortable or I'm just avoiding? Get curious and journal about it. And if you're super brave or super stuck, reach out and I would love to help you sort through those beliefs and actions. I'd love to sit with you, give you that virtual hug, and say, let's walk through this together. Hey mama, I hope today's episode encouraged your heart. If you need to talk about this some more, would you send me a message at christinajoycoaching.com? Also, please take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It thrills my heart to know this podcast is helping you heal your heart so you can shed the shame of your affair. I am cheering for you, and I can't wait to hear your story. I'll meet you back here on Tuesdays and Thursdays for another episode. As always, be clothed with strength and dignity, and laugh without fear of the future.